Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. What I've heard unbelievers say is, why would I want this with the way that you treat each other? And I've referenced this several times, Greg, on the show, but Dr. Warren Wiersbe is just sort of a mentor from afar, and he's been on the show a few times. I read his commentaries almost every morning, and he is so good about saying, this is where I land on this issue. These are where some of my friends land. Totally different. There's a case you can be made. I'll never break fellowship with them over these things. And I think, way to model this, because are you secure enough? And I think even what Paul said, how differently I think of him now, you know, we are works in progress, and there are things that we may know about God 5 years from now, we just don't know now. Can we give each other the grace and be works in progress, you know?
And we all are, aren't we? I mean, look at the stories of the patriarchs. Mm. Look at the stories of the disciples. We're all works in progress. Look at dear old Peter there. You know, this is a guy who got it wrong over and over and over again, not just before Jesus died, but also afterwards. And yet, he's such a beautiful, engaging character, and a guy who obviously gave his life right back to Jesus. Mm. So I agree with that 100%.
Mm. Well, we just have a few minutes before we take a break, Greg, but simply open. I want you to unpack both of those words, because it's not simplistic, but there's a simplicity to it, and the open is a whole other thing we might even have to unpack on the other side of the break. But just talk about what your title even means.
Sure. Well, you know, we've really just been talking about an aspect of it.
Yeah.
What we really want in our lives is not to tell God who he is supposed to be. We want to be so open that God can change us.
Mm.
We want to be so open that God can direct us, mold us, shift us, speak to us, tell us when we've got it right. And we want to do that as a way of living, not so that, you know, oh, God has said this to me now, therefore that's who I am and that's who I'm going to be for the next 30 years, but to be people who are malleable according to the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
or in the hands of the Holy Spirit. And although it's not easy to get there, I believe that it can be simple. And in fact, simplicity itself really matters.
Mm-hmm.
When we get too complicated about things, we stop following the path. And so this what I call a contemplative path is very, very simple. It's a matter of saying, I'm not going to do a bunch of things. I'm just going to simply try to be open to God. And I'm going to do that by paying attention to the things that I see and hear and taste and smell and touch and feel and think, and inviting God to be present in the midst of that.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.